Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio. And here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Good morning, and we are still live here in beautiful San Francisco, California, at the Oracle Open World 2014 conference. It's been great. It's fun. Everyone's excited. Oracle's always come out with new stuff, and it's great. It's great to hear what they have going on. We've had some great guests, and this next one's going to be no exception. We have with us Mr. Sridhar Rangaswamy, but people call him Sri, from Sai Super Software Solutions. How are you doing, Sri?
Pretty good. Thanks for getting me here. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no, it's great. We're happy to talk to you. We're going to talk a little bit about your relationship with OAUG and some things coming up with them. But before we get into that, just give us a brief overview, you know, a mission and purpose for Sai Super Software.
Yeah, the mission, our purpose is basically to have ERP, you know, which is the part of the Oracle E-Business Suite, where I've been working from 9.4 to release 12, which is the latest and greatest of the E-Business Suite.
Right.
So I've been working on that, and we want to integrate. And I've also worked in PeopleSoft and Retex. So we want to make an ERP solution company, as well as we do mobile apps, as well as we do, you know, for supporting, you know, a lot of customers who, you know, who are looking for websites.
So you guys help people integrate and use the newer versions of the ERP for Oracle, like the new 12.24 and 12.13, and help them upgrade and that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. Basically, I've done a lot of upgrade from 9.4 to 10.7. At the time, it's called character mode and GUI, and, you know, network computing architecture started in 9.4 to 10.7. Those days, you know, maybe Mike may not be born at the time.
I'm just joking. No, but really, yeah.
So then right now we are on a release 12.14, and so I've done a lot of 11i to 12g upgrade. I was one of the speakers from 10.7 to 11i in 1999 itself for the Oracle Application Users Group.
That's cool. So explain to me, we're shift gears here to Oracle Applications Users Group. It's a great segue. Thank you for that, Sri. Yeah. What's your relationship with OAUG?
So I'm involved on multiple, you know, they call multiple hats in United States.
Sure.
So one is I'm the president of the Florida Oracle Application Users Group, which is one of the, you know, you can call GEO. They call it GEO or a, you know, SIG group.
Sure.
Of. So I'm the president of that Florida Oracle Application Group. And the other one is I'm a database special interest group. I'm a board committee member because I've been an apps DBA for long.
Okay.
The next one is called the e-business suite chair, where I'm a vice chair, where I'm involved with, you know, because I've been using e-business as a user also and helping customers, you know, to learn. So, and I'm part of the OAUG membership committee, where I want to bring people, even though I'm not good at marketing, I'm trying to be. I'm just kidding.
So let's start with the Florida OAUG. So tell me a little bit about that branch and what you guys are doing that's special.
Super. So I hope people can come and join May 2015. We are going to have a great event in Orlando, Florida. And I would like people to come and definitely, you know, come and have fun. Normally, on any Oracle Application Users Group meeting, we do not have any fun. But I start after.
Why not?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, you're just kidding?
So it's mostly. So
I can't see you not having fun, Trey.
Yeah, that's what I like. So the previous day, we call it happy hour. That the day I do call, you know, stand-up comedy, and which is never credited. So every users started giving a feedback that they want to have that in every FLOAUG meeting.
Okay. So you have a stand-up hour in it.
Yeah, that is just for a few minutes.
Cooking. Sure.
Yeah, not for the entire session. So once you have your beer, you can talk anything, right?
I'm yeah, exactly, kidding. Exactly.
So that was just one on the side I want to tell. But basically, our goal is to, you know, bring all the Florida users. You know, there are different companies, and, you know, we have, you know, OneNAC and different companies sponsor us. You know, and Oracle is a great sponsor. You know, Oracle Corporation have been of greatly helpful every time we do that event. So we had one event in February 2014. Then we had one great event in July 24, 25. On Fort Lauderdale, and now we are going to have in the next is on May 2015 in Orlando. So I want the users to, you know, see and hear this and just jump to us, because we are a very easygoing, and our team, Brad Linnell is our vice president, Ann Zablaski is our treasurer.
Sure.
All of us are very, you know, easygoing. We are not like a very, you know, stiff. I'm just kidding.
So how cool is it to be the doorway to Oracle, right? I mean, it's really, what's really cool about Oracle is that they're really responsive with customers. They really want to know what they're saying, they're thinking, and then they actually do what they say they're going to do about fixing it. How cool is it to be the facilitator of that conversation?
Yeah, it is. It's always like a pretty nice, because people love when you do that, right? They call in India, we call practice and preach. You know,
like, yeah, exactly.
Mahatma Gandhi used to do. I'm just kidding. I'm yet to start. I'm just kidding. So, basically, yeah, the Oracle customers. That's how the users come. You know, the first time they said in the history, we had like a 250 people, which is like a record break in Orlando. So that's because, you know, people know Oracle can do, and our users group can do, and you know, Oracle application users group does it, and all this because of the support from Oracle and different organizations. It's not just us. You know, they right. help us. Without them, I don't think we would even exist. You
right.
know?
Right. So. And what's really cool is Oracle actually listens to OAUG. They care. I mean, OAUG has a real voice mm-hmm. for Oracle, so that's really neat. And speaking of creating those lines of communication, so you mentioned that you're on the database special interest group, right?
Correct.
So explain to me why it's important and what you guys are doing currently. What's your big initiative right now?
Super. The DBSIG, the special initiative, what we have decided right now is to have an integration on the Collab 15, which we are working on. You know, the Collab 15, the deadline to have a speaker. And we want to have more technical speakers and more technical speakers to be on the board also, because they can understand and, you know, deliver more. They can integrate with the business users. You know, we want, our goal is to have an integration of technical as well as business users, as well as customers, to understand easily and, you know, at a, they call it, you know, down to earth, or, you know, when you talk to some, you know, governors or president, they say, you know, you have to be a down to a people person. So our goal as a DBSIG group, as you asked me a very good, you know, pertinent question, that our vision is to integrate and all that. That is our goal, and we are trying to see if we can make that happen. And our, basically, the database special interest group was formed initially. The purpose is to, you know, people who have been in apps DBA, who have done an Oracle application installation, they call AD patch, AD, you know, those are the things which are involved in, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So that's how, basically, that was the goal, you know. Even though we have people, performance experts like Ahmad Alamouri has written a lot of, he was a vice president in Oracle, so he's in our group, and, you know, Mike has been there, and, you know, Mark has been, Mark Fram, they've been, like, founders have been working in this DBC group for long, and we meet every month on the phone call. After we finish, I finish the membership committee call, I have to get into this call at 1:30. It was the second Tuesday. We all, and you can always apply to if you want to be part of the group.
Sure.
And contribute, you know, to be.
Yeah. So what I'm curious about, especially when you have a special interest group that's focused on, you know, database, it sounds like it's pretty focused on one thing, but there's a lot of different things within that you have to focus on. I'm sure it can be difficult to just focus on one, right? Yeah. So how do you prioritize and decide, okay, this is what we're focused on now, this is what we're going to bring to Oracle and present and ask questions on, as opposed to another facet, right? I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, super. So thanks for bringing this very good point, you know, because it's easy to get diverted. It's easy to, you know, because when you have so many board members, right, all are pretty, you know, techie savvy. I'm just
sure.
kidding. So there'll be too much intellectual property competition. I'm just kidding. Nothing. We are all like, see, the more good thing about Oracle and this group, people are very, you know, team building, you know, they
sure.
do not so step on each other. So when you to answer your question is, when we have this kind of, you know, different things, what we do is we prioritize, or we call discrete, you know, use the thing which is more going to be in the next 2-3 years, what is going to be, what Oracle is going to. Look at that product, and like we bring in Fusion Middleware DBAs, you know, like a SOA Beeple or, you know, B2B. So this way we can expand the same apps DBA and see how, you know, because that's where Oracle is going to, you know, they are going to the business intelligence, they are going to the cloud computing, you know. So we go through the area which comes at the top priority, which is in most demand, because the more you help and educate, it helps others, you know.
Sure. So I want to switch gears for a second here, because I want to make sure we get everything here. We're having a great conversation. So talk about another group, the e-business users group that you're currently on.
Yeah, basically the e-business users group, I've been elected as a vice chair as well as a social media director, where I have to be always on the radio. I'm just joking. I have to be on the Twitter, I think. I'm just joking. So I have to tell Shirt to do that.
Yeah, we'll put him on it.
Put him on it. I'm just kidding. So the goal is the users, what all, you know, everybody cannot be e-business users, right? So we bring in people who are functional, who are, you know, customers, and they navigate to different things. So we help them to guide and educate on those, you know, different modules, go through those modules. What is the function? What is this? Exactly what, as an e-business suite user, what is your mission, right? That is what we were doing, like navigating, providing information, and what are the screens you get, what kind of fields. See, it's, if you put a keep putting a wrong data, it's good. Like every computer industry is GIGO, garbage in, garbage out.
That's right.
So we need to put the right, and it's going to error out because Oracle is very strict, you know. As you know, it's a very security, I'm not sure. Larry Ellison on Saturday said, you know, security is their focus, the security, you know, that's number one for
right.
him. He kept saying security, security. So we need to put the right data to help. So we help them to, you know, provide and navigate and, you know, provide the right users. That's what we have been doing as a e-business users, you know.
So you're on the OAG membership forum, right?
Membership committee.
Committee.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm sure you're going to tell me how important it is to be a member and why it's so great. But really, if you are a business using Oracle applications, it's really important to be a part of a user group, and more specifically OAUG, right? So
yeah.
So explain why that is.
Super. I really like, because as you know, now you have been working with OAG, you can tell everything, but the membership committee is the people who are working here, Karen, Anne, and, you know, Mariana, and, you know, Molly.
And Molly, yeah.
Molly. So Molly, they're all nice people in that OAUG. So that's how I think, you know, it generates the right vibration. And also, as a membership committee, they're not just driving to promote people. They're trying to tell how they can help, collaborate, learn, educate. You know, like, there is a lot of education in this. You know, like, if you go to different sessions, it provides.
Well, if you're not learning on the new stuff, you're behind. I mean, it's too late, right? I mean, it changes so fast, and there's so much stuff happening. I mean, what Cliff Godwin said, they released 10 new mobile apps for EBS. So, I mean, it's crazy. You got to keep up with it. And that's where OAUG comes in.
OAUG comes in, and the membership committee also provides the Insight Magazine. The magazine gives you a lot of information, you know.
Right.
They have magazine. They have for the youth, and, you know, they have for different things. So that's what makes a really difference. You know, I think the membership committee puts a lot of effort, and we have a monthly call to see what's happening, and, you know. So
real quick here before we wrap, I kind of want to pick your brain about what you're liking about Oracle Open World so far. What are you liking? What are you looking forward to? And what can people take away from the conference?
Super. So Oracle Open World is one of the largest in the entire world, you can even say country, or you can't say country.
Right.
Because the number of people turn around is more than 20,000.
Huge conference.
Huge. Like, so this is the place to be, right? Where you meet different sets of people. You do not just meet only one set of, you know, you see people from Hyperion, people from PeopleSoft, people from SAP. So there is a lot to see and a lot to learn. Not only that, you come to know of what they do, you know, which you are not aware of. You might, if you can be in the Google and search all this, but you cannot see in live. Unless you are in person, you do not meet them who they are.
Sure.
See, if you haven't met Larry Ellison or President Safra, I wouldn't know who they are, right? I might have heard, but these are all a live experience, which is very rare and helps people. And, you know, these are the takeaway where, you know, you come to know and you meet. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in the radio show. This is a great takeaway for me.
So, well, thank you for that. You didn't say just kidding, so I know you're serious now.
Yeah, I'm serious. That's why I said Mike is doing a good job. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, there's a lot going on. Like you said, I know you're wearing many hats and you got to go put them on. So we're going to let you run and experience the conference, but it's been an absolute pleasure, Sri.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you, Mike and Shea. I want to thank you guys. Awesome. Thank you so much. Bye.
Great. I'm Michael Lauer. We'll be back in a few at Oracle Open World 2014.